Jamie. And
how many basketball games you sat through in a week?
Well, we did five yesterday, and we did three the day before, eight in the last 2 days. But you know that was on our schedule. We wanted to do that, and if we did what we were supposed to do, we wouldn't have covered the consolation game of the championship game because none of our teams were in it. So we felt that wasn't the right thing to do. After all, you know, WILO and Shy 99 have been involved in the Central Holiday Tournament since its conception.
64 years.
Yeah, and to say, hey, we're not going to do the games because our guys aren't in it, we decided not to do that, so we stayed.
Hey, we're going to talk about the Clinton Central Holiday Tournament coming up here at 9:30. We're going to talk about the Hot Dogs winning.
Yeah.
Delphi Classic. And first on the line, we'll have Levi Osler. He's in Florida at the IMG Academy for football. We're going to talk to him about, you know, what he's doing in Florida and his football career and where that's headed. And 9:15, Coach Don Helmick of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. They play at noon today. The Bulldog girls are 13-1, or I think that's right.
Yep.
And ranked in the state now, and they're rolling, and they're going to try to pull out a championship over in the eastern part of the state today. And then at the end of the day at 9:45, we're going to talk with Kathy Martin. She's actually the girls' volleyball coach at Clinton Prairie, but we're going to talk to her with her other role. She works for the director of Clinton County Healthy Communities, and we're going to talk about mental health awareness, and we're going to talk about all the different things that they're doing for all the schools and different avenues, and do our part here to, if anybody's struggling out there during the holidays, you know, give you a place to call or whoever. You can call Don. Hey, Levi, you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here, Jamie.
Hey, what's the weather like in Florida this morning?
It's been beautiful this whole time.
Man, wouldn't that be nice, Don? Well, we're stuck here in Frankfort, Indiana, and it's hazy, you know.
You're missing cold and rain, Levi.
And you had sunny all week.
Yeah, so you practicing outside? You're not practicing inside, right?
No, we've been practicing outside.
So what's it like playing with other guys?
It's really fun to be able to go against some real competition here. There's people who will go in just shoulder pads, but they'll still bang you. It's really fun. It's good to see the different levels that there is.
So if you had to bring anything back from what you taught, what would you bring back?
The intensity difference. Even though it's just been light practices, kind of like a walkthrough, they're still hitting, but everyone knows when, like, what's too far, but also pushing each other to get better.
I guess let's go back here a little bit. For anybody listening here this morning doesn't know Levi. Levi is a senior at Clinton Prairie High School. He was on the football team for 4 years. Levi just recently made the first team All-State for Class A football on the offensive line. He was on the Jace Journal Courier Small School All-Area team. He broke the school record for most tackles for a loss in the season and a career at Clinton Prairie High School. He was also All-State last year. His junior season as defensive line at Clinton Prairie was All-Area team. Levi's quite the football player, one of many in a row made All-State for the Gophers here in the last 4 or 5 years. And he was invited to Florida to the IMG Academy for a camp. And can you tell us a little bit about how you got invited down there, Levi, and what the week's been like?
Yeah, so to get invited to this, there have been other smaller camps that you can go to. And then once you're there, a coach who is participating in this camp down here has to recommend you for that. And then they'll allow you to come down here and play. And as for what we've been doing, it's been like a high school game. You got practices where we are putting in plays, we're putting in defensive plays, we're going against each other. It really is just like a high school game, but the intensity level is so much different, and it's just so much fun.
I would assume there's probably colleges around taking a view of you guys, and you guys are developing tape and different things for colleges to look at, I assume.
Yeah. We've talked to a couple of college recruiters, people who are in touch with college coaches to get our names out. And then we're going to have film off of the game on Sunday to send out.
Levi, where this game being played at?
It's on the IMG Academy football field.
What's some of the competition you're facing this week? What's it like? I'm assuming it's some of the best of in the United States.
Yeah, it's people from all over the United States. There's one guy on my team from Canada, even, and one guy, our tight end, from Mexico City.
Is there anybody else from Indiana on the team with you?
Yeah, there's one person from Maryville on the team.
So what's it been like for you to experience this week? Is it everything you thought it would be?
Yeah, it's been so good to just see some real competition, go against people who have played at higher, well, not higher levels, but played against better players, played against bigger schools, and just seeing what better competition looks like to better myself.
So you're going up against players kind of just like you versus, you know, once in a while playing kids that maybe don't line up quite as well. Talk a little bit about the difference of doing that way.
Yeah, back home when we're playing football, I have a size advantage on everyone. I'm the biggest kid out there. I'm always out there making the play. But here I'm lining up against someone who's a little bit bigger than me, but still good to work on technique and seeing or feeling good when I do something that beats him, but then the next play he'll come back and he might beat me. So it's good to see, like, it's not always one-sided. It can go either way.
Have you been getting any feedback from some of your coaches or, you know, what they think of you and where you're at? I assume doing both offense and defense?
No, this week I'm just doing the defensive line. We have a full offensive line for our team. But, yeah, the coaches, they've been telling us that we're getting better. They've been coaching us up. We've had a small clinic that we went to, and they were coaching us up there. We did some one-on-ones, and it was fun to see.
Levi, did you have to take your own gear down?
They had a gear, but I took my gear from Prairie Down, yeah.
Hey, Levi, is your dad nearby?
Yeah.
Hey, see if we can get a comment from Gary Osler on what he thinks the experience was like this week for you traveling down there.
I've watched all his practices and sat back and watched him and watched him go up against these competitions. Of course, I've talked to a lot of moms and dads down here, and Levi has been playing against kids that are either committed or looking to a lot of Division I's. A lot of them have spent a lot of time and playing like 7-on-7s there's some elite competition down here that he's and Levi, he's holding his own against them.
That was going to be my question to you is what kind of difference is Levi now from when he went down there?
You know, the first day we were down here, they had a one-on-one competition where all the linemen went up, and he went up against some of the best ones. And there was one kid who's, I don't know, he's about 6'9", 350.
Just a little guy.
He's a stud. He is a how they grow the offensive guys, but he was Levi smoked him. He put every move I think he had on him, and he looked real good against him.
That's good to hear.
I think it kind of surprised that kid because the next kid that came up against that big kid, he paid for it. So.
Well, it doesn't surprise Don and I.
Now I'll tell you what, I want to brag on this IMG Academy down here. This place is a very, if anybody ever gets a chance to come down here, this is an awesome setting. They have all kinds of sports down here, but it is just a beautiful, beautiful academy they have down
so
here.
So if anybody doesn't know what this they're talking about here, IMG Academy is a pretty much a prep school for high school football, and a tight end locally. Coach Bud Wright at Sheridan, his son Kevin, who coached in Indiana and all the way up to Carmel, had left at one point and went to Oklahoma and then ended up at ING Academy for a couple years, and now he's coaching the tight ends at Indiana University. So very excited about Levi being down there. Can you talk a little bit about Gary, the live streaming link you sent me? I'm going to try to get that to Coach Slicker and Athletic Director Peckinpah today, and they're going to share that on the Prairie pages so people can watch that. But if you want to talk about, you know, what that's going to be like on Sunday night and watching Levi play a game.
Yeah, if anybody wants to watch Levi, there's a they stream this game. I think it's like $20 or something, and it's on. It's the you'll see the video. I think they sent it to Jamie. It's o-d.com, and then you can go into it and go for the streaming video. There will also be a tape on it. I think Levi will get that, and he'll put that on his profile.
We'll try today to put this show on Clinton County Daily News and maybe get that link on there if anybody wants to watch that tomorrow night.
Okay. And then, like I said, Levi's the biggest thing down here is he's talked to some recruiters. He's also talked with them about getting recruited and things he needs to do to get to kind of narrow down where he wants to go and what he wants to do.
That's good to hear. Levi, if you get to go somewhere, you thinking about any big NIL money?
Yeah, I mean, the money's always nice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all about the money anymore, right?
A step at a time, man. Let's go a step at a time. Let's get somewhere first, right?
Yeah, trying to get to college first.
So are you looking anywhere, Levi? I mean, I'm assuming you're looking somewhere locally or close to home?
Yeah. Well, recently I've been looking at U of I. Mm-hmm. And then during the season, actually, I went up to visit Trine and got to watch one of their games on the field.
Both good places, I'll tell you that. And you know what? At the level of playing in college, it's great to play there, but to get an education and not have to cost mom and dad a lot of money, that's the greatest thing in life.
Right, I just watched a D3 four-year starter for Franklin this week just signed with the Purdue Boilermakers to be his fifth year because he gets a COVID year and he's going to play defensive end for Purdue. So get out there, Levi, and get your name. Doesn't matter where you play because nowadays it's about development and hitting at the right time.
Yeah.
Hey, Levi, congratulations on this opportunity for you. And, you know, to be able to come back and even talk to Coach Slicker about some of the things that you went through, maybe some drills that will help the younger kids develop as a player, all cool things. And hats off to you for – you know, going down and putting yourself into this program. I think it's a great thing for you.
Yeah, it is. Thank you for that. It really is just amazing to be down here and go against really good competition.
Thanks for calling us, Levi, and taking time out of your day. Good luck today at practice, and good luck tomorrow night in that game, and we'll try to get some people up here in Clinton County and Clinton Prairie area watching.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yep, thanks, Levi, for calling. Hey, we want to thank our sponsor, Susan Casper Insurance, State Farm, Witzke Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., and Healthy Communities of Clinton County. Don't go anywhere. Don Helmick up next.
If you need help with getting health coverage, quitting smoking or vaping, resources for a healthy pregnancy, testing for pregnancy or sexually transmitted infections, or getting treatment for mental health or addiction, just call Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. That's Healthy Communities at 765-659-6063. Healthy Communities of Clinton County, where they help make the healthy choice the easy choice.
Winners never quit. And that's the same approach Barrett Farms Express takes when it comes to helping their customers. Whether you need drainage and tile services, erosion products, or landscape mulch, Barrett Farms Express goes the distance. Trucking needs? Barrett Farms Express offers commercial grain and feed hauling too, and is looking for additional drivers for their expanding business. For more information, visit BarrettFarmsExpress.com. Barrett Farms Express, proud sponsor of Inside the Huddle.
State Farm agents are one of a kind. They understand insurance and share a genuine concern for others. State Farm agent Susan Casper works very hard every day to help people find the right products for their insurance and financial needs. From homeowners and renters to retirement planning, please call Susan Casper today to talk about which products are best for you. Get to a better state. State Farm.
This holiday season, Winsky Brothers is filled with gratitude for their amazing customers and invites you to visit WinskyBrothers.com for top-notch industrial hauling and waste removal, metal recycling, and new and used steel sales. Winsky Brothers is dedicated to offering their customers the best prices for their scrap material and will continue serving Frankfort and surrounding areas with their incredible customer service. Happy holidays from Winsky Brothers, where your satisfaction is their business.
Welcome back, quarter two, Inside the Huddle. Jimmy Blecker, Don Stock, Don Helmick, the coach of the Clinton Central Bulldogs. Has he called in? Coach, man, got up early this morning to talk to us. We appreciate that a lot.
Oh, no problem. I'm just sitting here getting ready to watch some film. Girls, I'm hearing them in the hallways, starting to move around a little bit. So a lot better than yesterday morning. We had to be at school by 7 o'clock to leave for a two-hour drive. So we appreciate the extra sleep today.
Yeah, bet so. Well, your girls went up and put a crushing on Adams Central, and now you're getting ready to play the host. Obviously, it's been going very well for you.
Yeah, I mean, the start yesterday was not very good. We trailed at the end of the first quarter. I saw you out there shooting Thursday night in between games at the boys' game, and I thought maybe our girls had been watching you because they shot a lot like you did that night.
That's the perfect analysis I've heard of all season.
I thought maybe you were going to talk about how they were grabbing and pulling because you can't let those young kids get around.
I saw you knock that little 10-year-old down to get a rebound, but I kind of like that. But no, you know, it's been a rough week for Clinton Central in general. You know, we got a lot of emotions going, rightfully so. The kids have battled through emotionally. We were really just, you know, wore out, I guess is the best way to put it. And you know, they fought through that. And you know, I actually getting away for a little bit was probably a good thing. I'd give them a chance to just be there for one another and do some things. So, you know, that was a good thing and somewhat normalcy, I guess. But, you know, we didn't do a whole lot of preparing for Adams Central yesterday due to some circumstances. And you know, we're more so looking at this as a time of healing as opposed to necessarily playing basketball.
Coach, you've been coaching for like 23 years. You have a really nice winning record going on right now. What is the uniqueness with this team than the other teams you've had in the past?
Well, the crazy thing is, and we was actually talking about it last night, I mean, we've got girls on the floor that, you know, they're all real, real competitive. I mean, if you're playing a game of Candyland with a three-year-old, they're going to cheat to win if they have to because they don't want to lose. You know, Davison's a great example of that. The Robbins girl, I mean, all of them, Server. And, you know, when one of them makes a mistake on the floor, it's not above the other to call them out on it in the middle of the game. And sometimes to the point that, hey, you guys can't talk that way to each other. I mean, it's clean, but it's, hey, you need to get here. And the other one would say, hey, you need to shut up. I'm doing right. But then after the game, it's like, hey, we're good. We're all a team, and I get it. I get what you were saying. So, you know, sometimes as a coach, it's hard to see that, but then you know that in the end, you know, they understand what each other's saying, and they understand how to take each other. And I've not always had teams that would do that. You know, if one would get on another, it was like it was a total meltdown, and you could count on for three or four turnovers in a row. And that was a little bit last year, that would happen a little bit, but I think we've grown up a little bit. But, you know, that's the best thing. The one difference with this team is, you know, they really are there for one another. They care about each other on and off the floor, and, you know, they're just a great group of girls.
When it comes down to it, Coach, it's just a mentality of wanting to win. Don and I were talking off air before we started the show today. He's done a lot of basketball games in the last week, and we've got teams in the area all over the place. We've got some teams that have been really good, and then they didn't show up for a couple days. And it's high school kids, and it's tough to get that mentality going, and especially, you know, when the situation you guys were in this week, I think it shows a lot for your team to bear down and just come out and give it all they got.
Yeah, I mean, you know, again, it's just about them wanting to be there for each other, not wanting to let someone down or wanting to let their teammate down, you know, and just the fact that, you know, we're in a tournament now, and we understand there's a lot of teams this year that are down. So, you know, are we as good as our record? I think so. We're going to get some tests today, and you know, the whole reason of coming this far away was to go to a tournament to see some teams we never have or never will see again. And in the end, there's three teams that are ranked in the top 10 in their given class, and we're gonna hopefully see one of those today, and hope that will prepare us for, you know, we got coming in January, because, you know, we got a great Tri-County team. We got a Faith team that's a lot better than their 9-8 record or whatever it is right now. It's right around that, but they've beefed up their schedule as well. And then, you know, the Rossville, you can never, Clinton Central Rossville, I've been there 3 years, but, you know, you could throw the record out on that one. And then we finished the season with Sheridan. So, you know, and then you go into sectional and you look at Fountain Central, you know, everybody's forgetting about Fountain Central, and they're 15-3. So, you know, there's no gimmies, really on the rest of our schedule, with what we've got coming up and what we're wanting to accomplish. So, you know, we're just trying to use this weekend as I said, a healing process, but also an opportunity to find out, you know, a little bit more about ourselves and what we need to work on. And hopefully along the way, we'll bring back some hardware. And if not, we'll know what we need to do to get ready for the remainder of our season.
I believe you're going to play Union City here at noon today, Coach. If you know anything about them, can you talk about them a little bit? And as when the Bulldogs win that game, they're going to play tonight against the winner, Fort Wayne Blackhawk versus Blackford, which Blackford, I think, is one of the teams that's ranked in the state in 2A.
Yeah, Fort Wayne's ranked in 1A. They dropped down a little bit. They're 13 or 14. I think they're actually one spot below us. And then Blackford's like 6 or 7 in 2A, and we're 22-2 last year. Union City, they're 9-7. They play hard. They're gonna run a half court 1-3-1. They extend it. They do a lot of man to man. You know, they're long and lanky. They're athletic. Yeah, a couple of shooters. I don't have the height, but the point guard, she can shoot fairly well from the outside, and she's about 5'11", 6 foot. So, you know, they play a tougher schedule as well from the teams in this area. So, I mean, it'll be a good challenge. They don't appear to want to push it up and down the floor very much. So I think if we can get our transition game going, you know, we should be okay. And then that would, you know, set up a game with one of those other two teams.
Coach, just going to this tournament really coaches or helps out a lot because you have to travel to Attica. Still I don't quite understand that process anyway. but
I'm with you.
It's the bus ride all the way across state, really, is what it comes down to. and the preparation that goes on while the girls are on the bus going there. And you know, people don't think about that kind of stuff, but you get some kids who, you know, horse around, and maybe that's what they're supposed to be doing versus, you know, going through what it is that we're expecting you to do tonight. How is your bus ride when you go?
Well, on this trip, we took too many buses. it seemed like Josh Davison drove one bus, and I drove one, and it seemed like his bus slept until they pulled into the parking lot of the school. And my bus, as soon as daylight lit, we had Lindsey Wallsmith on there, and from the time daylight rose up, she didn't shut up, and the rest of them were right there with them, and they were playing these games with cards, and you got to guess what the card is, and so my bus was a little bit louder for over half the way, and the other bus was pretty quiet, but you know, and again, it's different how each kid is different, and I guess. Fortunately, all the kids that were loud and obnoxious somewhat were all together. Unfortunately, they were on my bus. So, you know, but, you know, they had a good time. And then we, talking about where we went, we took the team bowling last night. And really had a great time. It started off that only a handful wanted to go. And then it ended up everybody went. All the parents that were able to stay went. So we had the bowling alley here hooked us up with a great, great price and threw us some pizzas. But you mentioned the state line or on the other side of the state. Well, I didn't know this till I was at the bowling alley and they were talking. They said the state line runs just about a half mile past the school because one of the people in bowling alley said, so what side of the state are you playing on, this side or that side? I didn't realize we were that close. But, yeah, we're way over here.
Wow.
Actually, I think the state line runs right through the middle of Union City, right?
Yeah, that's what they were saying. So, you know, we may very well have traveled outside of state to get there. I don't know.
You're going to be on the State Road 28 tour this year from east to west.
Oh, yeah. We've hit it all and we'll a little bit more. And, you know, we came back from bowling and the kids had the parents set up a great thing with a little Christmas celebration type, had some food, and then they did their gift exchange, and you know, they've had a pretty good time, and it was good to see some smiles and laughing and giggling, and you know, just a chance for kids to be kids.
Well, Coach, if you win or lose, it makes no difference. You're gonna have a third ball game. That's the reason why you go up. That game is either going to be Blackford or it's going to be Fort Wayne Blackhawks. And
yep.
Both teams very, very well, and that's kind of where you want to get to, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Blackford was 22-4 last year. Fort Wayne Blackhawks always really, really good, always in the top in the class. You know, the Blackford team has you know, a set of twins that can flat out play, and from what I saw on stats, they have. I think they have everybody back from that 22-2 team from last year. So, you know, they've played some. I don't think we've played any same opponents, but you know, you do the scoring thing, and we're real comparable to each other. So, you know, either way, like you said, it's going to be a good opportunity to end the year, see where we're at, and know what we need to do to accomplish our goals, and in the end. You know, this game is potentially, if we get there, is a championship game. But in the end, it has little bearing on what we're going to be able to achieve or not achieve come the end of January, 1st of February.
Hey, Coach, thanks for being on this morning. Appreciate you taking time out of your day. You're going to be busy, you know, preparing for these games. But I think you guys might be the recipe that the Clinton Central School Corporation needs to rally and get behind and, you know, for the next, you know, 30, 45 days, everybody do a little healing out there.
Well, we're going to do our best, and we appreciate that. And, you know, just prayers to the whole community and the family of those involved. And, you know, we'll be there to support.
Well, thanks again, Coach. Have a great day today, and bring back some medal.
That's the plan.
I'll try to find some game film of Don Stock beating up on those little kids the other night, and we'll share it on Kern County Daily News.
The crazy thing is, because it was a game that was supposed to happen, huddle camera was set up and the green light was going, so there is film out there. We just got to find
it. Oh, no way.
Oh, this is
going to be... Yeah, that camera was blipped because, and I think that was supposed to have been the Clinton Central boys game, so I think it's going to be real easy to get access to.
Oh, my gosh.
Show you and Carl getting it handed to by them little boys.
and we were too. Man, those kids can shoot.
Maybe you can help me analyze that game footage, Coach, and we can ask Don some questions.
Well, there you
Coach,
go.
Coach, thanks. Have a great day. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Hey, we want to thank our sponsors, Susan Casper, State Farm Insurance, Winsky Brothers, Barrett Farms, Inc., Healthy Communities of Clinton County, and it'll be Jamie and I coming back talking about the tournaments over the Christmas break.